Good morning. Good morning. All right, there you go. It is so good to be with you. We have been in this series about being still, and my prayer and my hope is that over the last few weeks, you have evaluated your life and your time with God and said that I need to be more proactive in my walk with Christ. I need to be more proactive in my time with God and just being still and being quiet for times and maybe extended times during the day and just having time to listen to the Lord. And we've had three other sermons in this. The first one started out in Psalm 46, which was kind of the basis for the whole sermon, where you see God commanding his people to be still and just to know that he is God. And the idea is just in being still, and that Hebrew word was just to stop fighting, to stop all of the arm swinging, stop the chaos and just cease what you're doing, and rely on God. Today's sermon kind of goes back to that idea. If you've read the verse on the front of your bulletin, that is going to be the main verse that drives the sermon today. And if you remember back in last year, we had a series in Exodus, and we did basically the first six or seven chapters, and we got to the point where Moses and Aaron have come to Pharaoh, and they said, it's time to let God's people go. And we ended it there just to move on to other different things, and we'll come back and pick up parts of Exodus even this year. But this story takes place after the plagues. If you don't remember, let me just give you a real quick synopsis. What happens is that Pharaoh says, no, I'm not letting these people go. And so Moses says, okay, well, God's going to show himself to you. And there's the first plague. And then Pharaoh says, okay, well, maybe they can go. No, I think I'll make them stay. And time and time and time again, Pharaoh hardens his heart and says, no, I'm not letting these people go no matter what happens. And then it comes to the final plague. And Pharaoh makes the mistake of saying, look, if y'all don't back off, I'm going to kill the firstborn of all of the nation of Israel. And Moses had told him, whatever you say will be the next plague. And so Pharaoh threatens the children of Israel to kill the firstborn, and that happens to be the 10th plague. And Moses says, no, it's going to be your firstborn. And so that night, the nation of Egypt is in tears and mourning as the firstborn, from the frog to the dog to the cattle to the home, all the way up to the palace, dies. And Pharaoh says, okay, I'm done, go. And Moses, the people of Israel, they hurry up and they start going out. And today we're gonna kind of pick up with that story. After Pharaoh says, you can go and get out of town and just get away from here, he again changes his mind. And he says, well, I'm going to go get them. And so he gets together his army and his chariots, and they begin to pursue the people of Israel. And so that's kind of where we pick up in the story today. We're going to be in Exodus chapter 14. And the children of Israel are going to be in a situation that many of you may feel like you're in right now. Have you ever felt like you're just in a hopeless situation? That there's no way that you're going to get out of this. Maybe you're overwhelmed and you feel all alone. You feel like nobody can help you. There's no man that can do anything for you. Your family may surround you and they care for you and they love you, but yet you still feel absolutely alone. And Israel finds themselves in this situation. They've gone and they get to a aspect or to a place in the road where now before them is the Red Sea. To the left is a set of mountains. To the right is a set of mountains. And Pharaoh has decided, no, I want you back. And he begins to pursue them from the rear. And now they are caught between a rock and a hard place. They're trapped. They can't go left because there's mountains. They can't go right because there's mountains. They can't go straight because there's this water. And behind them, here comes Pharaoh. And they begin to panic. And they begin to wonder what's going on. They're trapped. And so when you feel helpless, when you feel like you're in this helpless situation, I want you to do what the children of Israel did. I want you to stand still and just see God work. Stand still and see God work. And so my hope and my prayer and the outcome today is that you decide, I'm going to rely on God. I'm going to rely on God. I'm going to stand still and just see God work. I'm going to stand still and watch God take care of things. I'm going to stand still and see the power of God. And today we're going to look at three times or three occasions at which that could happen. So if you would, we're going to read in Exodus chapter 14. We'll pick up in verse 10 and we'll read through verse 14, which will be the cornerstone verse for us going forward. It says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and saw the Egyptians coming after them. Then the Israelites were terrified, and they cried out to the Lord for help. And they said to Moses, is it because there's no graves in Egypt that you took us out here to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Isn't this what we told you in Egypt? Leave us alone so that we may serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. But Moses, he said to the people, don't be afraid. Stand firm and see the Lord's salvation. He will provide for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you're never going to see them again. And if you underline or highlight in your Bible, underline this verse, highlight this verse, put an asterisk by this verse, write this verse on your mirror in lipstick, put it all over your house. Listen to what it says. Moses says, the Lord will fight for you. You must be quiet. The Lord will fight for you. Just be quiet. Sounds a lot like stand still or be still and know that I am God. See, Moses had already learned this lesson. And he says, just stand still, let God fight, and be quiet. And he said, that's good advice, Josh, but you have no idea what I'm going through. That's good advice that you can say, oh, just let God do his thing and you don't have to worry about it. You're not going through what I'm going through. No, I'm not. But I do know the God who's walking with you. And today I want to look at three situations or three times in our life where we need to just stand still and see God work. The first time is when fear comes. When fear comes, you need to stand still. It says that the Israelites looked up and they saw the Egyptians coming after them. And they were greatly afraid. They were terrified. They weren't just scared. They weren't walking through a haunted house and a spider drops down. You know, that's not this kind of fear. This is, I'm dead in 5 minutes fear. This is, my life is forever going to be changed because of this fear. This is, my child is in big trouble fear. This is, I've been diagnosed with cancer or some other terminal illness fear. This is my parents or my friend or my spouse has died. What am I going to do? Fear. This is my life will never, ever, ever be the same kind of fear. And they begin to gripe at Moses. They begin to objectify their fear on their leader. And they say, Moses, dude, really? You made us walk all this way to die? Why? Why do we have to go through the plagues? Why do we have to go through all this stuff? Why do we have to go through all these things? Were there not enough graves in Egypt? They get a little snarky with Moses. And when fear comes upon us, we tend to take it out on other people. We tend to take it out on maybe our best friends or our children or our spouse. And they're going to take it out on the guy who took them there. Maybe your church is changing and you don't like it. And there's fear because it's not the way it wants to be. And so you take it out on the leader. Maybe life is changing and things are happening and you don't like it and you take it out on your child or on your wife or on your husband. And you blame them for the thing that's going on in your life. And Moses says, he doesn't knock back, he doesn't fight back. He just says, look, guys, I know you're scared, just stand still. When you feel like you're in the same situation like the Egyptians are in, when you feel like you have trouble on your left and trouble on your right, trouble is before you, trouble is behind you, and you are just gripped by a fear, and the circumstances that you're facing will now change whoever you will be. You will be forevermore. God tells you, just stand still. Don't fight. Let me fight for you. Stand still. Our fear paralyzes us. And God says, be quiet. Stand still. I'm going to fight for you. Perhaps your issue is not fear, though, but what do you do when you are in a state of doubt? What do you do when there's doubt that comes along in your mind, that you see, maybe you're discouraged in life and there's disappointment and it becomes coupled with fear and that leads you to some great frustrations and you begin to boil over and you begin to doubt what God is doing. You've seen God work in the past and you're wondering, what is God doing now? Where are you at? What is going on? How is life? How am I going to make it through this? There's no way that I'm supposed to be here. There's no way that I can make it through this. And you begin to doubt what God is doing. You face your situation and you think God is gone. You doubt his plan. You begin to think maybe he's lost the script somewhere. And God's lost the plot. And you don't know what's going on. Maybe you're in that time when you've been diagnosed with an illness or your friend has, or maybe a family member's suffered a heart attack or a stroke and you just, God, where are you? God, I've got so much going on. Life is so crazy. What is happening to me? And the plans for your life are not working out the way you planned them to be, and you begin to doubt that God is even caring about you. The children of Israel have seen God work 10 miracles through 10 plagues. He's worked an 11th miracle by getting them out of Egypt, and he gets them to the Red Sea, and mountains on either side, and chaos is behind them, and they begin to doubt God's goodness, they begin to doubt God's plan, and they begin to doubt God's faithfulness, and they begin to question why. And there are times in our lives, if you've not gone through it yet, you will. Just wait. Where you begin to question, God, why? Why am I going through this? You begin to doubt. And doubt's not always bad. Your doubt needs to lead you to question and to seek God, not to be angry with him. Seek him more. Ask the question. Find the answer. But you don't turn your back on him and walk away. Because even though it may feel like it, God has not turned his back on you. And he's not walked away from you. And so God tells them through Moses, I know you're scared, I know you doubt, but just stand still. Watch what I'm going to do. Watch what I am going to do. God knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly what's happening in your situation. He is not surprised by the heart attack. He is not surprised by the cancer diagnosis. He is not surprised by the child that has run and done things that you never thought that they would be. He is not surprised by the sudden death. He is not surprised by the chaos of your life. He is not surprised by the pink slip at the work or at your job. He is not surprised by anything. He is not surprised that the Red Sea was there. He's not surprised that the mountains were on the left and the right. And he's not surprised that the Egyptians are coming behind them. God knows and God has a plan. Will you just stand still and be quiet? God knows. God has a plan. And God's plan will bring him glory. Will you just stand still and be quiet? But what happens when you have fear and you have doubt and you say, God, will the enemy come? And sometimes the enemy attacks anyway. What are you going to do? What happens when your fear turns to reality? What happens when your doubts prove to be true? What happens when your enemy attacks you? See, the Egyptians, they're not just coming to have picnic with them. They're not coming to say, guys, we missed you. Can we hug? And, you know, we want to send you off, you know, in a good way. They're not coming to have a party. They're coming to either kill them or to bring them back. Pharaoh himself wants them back as slaves or dead in the desert. Getting free is not an option. So what do you do when your enemy actually attacks you? You stand still. You stand still and you let God fight. Now, does that mean that you get beat down and blown over and do you let people just hurt you maliciously and you don't say anything? You're just like, well, God, you don't fight this. You need to understand something. We don't fight against flesh and blood, Paul tells us. That person in front of you is not really your enemy. That your real enemy is the spiritual realm and the things that are going on there. That Paul says, we fight against principalities and powers. What he's saying, we're fighting against a spiritual battle. We're fighting against enemies that you don't really see, who are behind the scenes controlling the situation, and maybe they are using people to attack you. And so when your boss fires you, maybe it's not exactly your boss who's your enemy, but it is something else going on. That when your friend begins to slander you, that maybe it's not your friend who is really your enemy, but it is the person or the power behind them that is trying to get into your life and get into the things that you are going through. What happens when your enemy attacks you? I'm not saying just get beat down. What I am saying is recognize that there is something behind them that is not just that person, but it is a power, it is a spiritual thing going on, and that the only person that can defeat them is God Himself, which is why He says, stand still, be quiet, and watch. And so we stand still when we pray and we rely on God. We say, God, we need You now more than ever. Israel needed God now more than ever. And Moses said, shh, watch. He raises his hands and the Red Sea splits wide open. Wind comes down and the walls of the sea begin to form. The ground is dry. It's not some muddy mess they got to walk through. It's not squishy ground. It is dry. And the children of Israel begin to walk across the sea on dry ground. And all the while, God has set up a pillar of fire between the Egyptians and between the Israelites so that the Egyptians cannot advance, so the Israelites can go through. And when they're almost there, God takes away the cloud. And the Egyptians say, all right, we got them now. And they begin to pursue them on the same dry ground. But before the Egyptians can catch up to them, they've made it through the Red Sea, and God says, no more wall. And Moses said, you see these Egyptians? You're not going to see them after today. Why? Because they're all in a grave at the bottom of the Red Sea. You see your situation? You see your fear, you see your doubt, you see your enemy. Just stand still, be quiet, watch God do what God's going to do. When fear comes, stand still. When doubt comes, stand still. When the enemy attacks, stand still. And be quiet. Psalms 46 says, be still and know that I am God. I started off by saying that when you're in a helpless situation, stand still and see God work. Some of you have been there. Some of you have been in the midst of doubt. Some of you have been in the midst of fear. Some of you have been attacked by an enemy. And you've seen God's salvation, and you've seen God work through that, and you need to tell people about the faithfulness of your God. And some of you are there right now. If you're facing fear, will you seek God? When you're facing doubt, will you seek God? When your enemy is upon you, will you just stand still and say, God, I know that it may not be him. I know it's not her. It is the spiritual war going on behind them, that we are not fighting against this person, but we are fighting against the powers and the principalities and the things of this world, and you alone can defeat them. So I'm going to stand still and I'm going to wait. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to listen for you. Are you ready to totally rely on God? As Drake plays, I want you to take a moment to stand still and just be quiet. Stand still, be quiet. Rely on God and call on Him for your help. Stop fighting. Cease. Desist. You can't do it on your own. Will you rely on Him? As Drake plays, you respond to God. As Drake plays, will you stand and just, maybe it's your time right now to stand and be still. And seek out God. Seek Him out alone. Will you stand?